Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A lot of it had to do with play design and getting the Chiefs' best and most athletic players in space. And that, of course, brings us back to Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Worthy, the second time in the end zone in the first game of his career. A 35-yard strike by Mahomes to the Chiefs' first-round draft pick.
That was the touchdown on the busted coverage there by the Baltimore Ravens.
He was standing by himself.
Marlon Humphrey just passed him off, and nobody was there behind. I mean, it was that was clearly busted coverage. That was one of two touchdowns for the rookie, man. You could not have asked for a better debut if you were someone that was looking at the draft pick, and maybe you were wondering, all right, is he going to actually fit in right away? Thank you, Buffalo, for the trade. And he was phenomenal last night. And what really is special about last night, I thought, Cody, is it's not like you wake up and you check the box score if you didn't last night and you're like, oh, he had a huge impact on the game. He must touch the ball like seven times. No, three touches.
Three times.
Three touches, but had as big of an impact as anybody in that football game. That's when you know it's special and the talent is special, when you can have three touches and they can script it up, you know, in terms of play design, and he can have that kind of impact.
Really reminded me of Kareem Hunt's debut. Kind of hard to argue that it wasn't like Kareem Hunt's debut, because he is the first rookie to have both a rushing and receiving touchdown in his debut since Kareem Hunt. But to immediately come on the scene, play 68% of the snaps, have two touchdowns, show that explosive speed, show that game-breaking ability, get wide open on a pass and have Mahomes look your way. Yeah, and I got to assume everything we talked about this offense is also true. I think there's a reason why Rashee Rice was just getting to like beat up on linebackers in the middle of the damn field all game. That's because Xavier's on the other side making you think they might go to him. They might go deep to him. They watch the speed. So, yeah, I mean, it is hard to imagine a better debut for Worthy than that. It just is.
And the very first touch in an NFL game, the speed was on display. That's what was exciting too. And that it turns out that was a play that they actually did run in preseason. Listen to Worthy talk about this after the game and how he told Matt Nagy basically, hey, this one's going for a touchdown tonight.
Man, it was crazy. We ran that in the preseason. I fumbled. So, I mean, sure, it was kind of bad. But just being able to, for them to have that trust in me, and I told Coach Nagy, I think this player is going to score, and it happened. So it was just an amazing moment, just my first touch being a touchdown in the field.
When did you tell him?
We talked about, we had a walkthrough this morning. I told him this morning in the walkthrough.
That just adds to the play to
wow.
me.
Like,
earlier in the day, doing a walkthrough, and he's telling now, we're getting a touch on this go around. He fumbles
on
it.
That play.
He fumbles it in the preseason when it matters most. I mean, that was perfectly executed, one from him, but also you take a look at everybody else down the field. Creed Humphrey destroyed I think it was a cornerback for the Baltimore Ravens.
Creed
on that
Humphrey
play.
Was bullying. They won again on the line of scrimmage.
Big time.
Chris Jones was dominant on the interior, and so was Creed Humphrey on the opposite side. He was great on that screen pass to Noah Gray that got him down to the 2-yard line, too. Creed Humphrey was a man alive yesterday. He was deciding to beat some people up. Do you see his shirt going in?
Yes.
I'm assuming he's going to have 17 of those.
I hope so. I hope so. Did not get a chance to ask about that, but I.
If you guys didn't see, he wore a shirt going into the game and said, "This is my shirt for the Ravens game." Just a black shirt, white print. That's all it said.
Yeah.
So next week, I thought that Kingsley also played pretty well. I mean, he didn't have any he didn't have any rookie moments,
fine.
If you will. Yeah.
No, I think you have to be really impressed with the performance from Kingsley. But now the question, I think, with Worthy is, okay, so was this, it was only three touches. What happens when Hollywood Brown's available? You know, that's the exciting part about this, I think, for a lot of Chiefs fans watching the game is, okay, you mentioned the high snap percentage that Worthy had. What happens when Hollywood Brown's available? Because we know they both, at least in terms of stretching the field, have the ability to do that. But that play on the touchdown on the reverse, that was a play that we had seen from Mecole Hardman many, many times in his career.
Sure, and it
basically
worked sometimes.
Yeah, but in the speed is the biggest difference there. Mecole Hardman was also very quick, but not to this extent. If you're Mecole Hardman, you were watching that play. Basically, that was a play that used to be designed for you. Yeah, anytime there's reverse jet, you know, touch pass or whatever, those are all going to Xavier Worthy now.
You think so?
Those are all his. We will see that multiple times throughout this season.
Now, there's still a lot. What's fun about Xavier is he showed up big. He had this magical moment. He had his two touchdowns. But we didn't see him, like, show a complement of skills where you're like, okay, every week I'm getting that now. Okay, I'll relax. I loved what I saw. But one was a broken pass play, and one was just like, I'm a better athlete than the rest of you.
But I think that's going to be a lot of, I mean.
Oh, that'll be the early part. Why not?
I mean, he's not a possession receiver, so in the underneath routes are going to be, you know, primarily Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce and some other guys. It's going to be on design plays, and it's also going to be on some opportunities deep down the field. And yeah, you're right. One was a busted coverage that led to the touchdown. But as they get more and more trust with him, I mean, you want to talk about confidence for Worthy, but also confidence if you're Andy Reid in terms of calling plays.
You just find a way to get him a football.
Yeah. I mean, and
that's what it is.
That's the biggest thing, is the first game to have basically a flawless performance if you're Xavier Worthy. I think it's just massive. If you're someone that's hoping that maybe they're willing to increase his opportunities earlier in the season, well, you got what you needed out of week one. There wasn't a mistake. You know, he mentioned the fumble in preseason. They didn't fumble at this time, where then you wonder if that's a setback for you trusting him. No, none of that happened. If anything, you feel even better about getting him the ball. And it's probably still going to be the first month of the season, or depending on how long Hollywood Brown is out. I don't think we're going to see many games where Worthy's getting like 6, 7, 8 touches a game. I think there will be plenty of games where it's in this 3 to 5 touch range.
Three to five. And that's fine, because what you want him to be is an explosive player when he touches the football, because eventually it will be more crowded. Travis Kelce will have a game where he's going to get more targets. Rashee Rice is obviously going to be a target monster the entire season. Hollywood's going to eat up some of that. The fact that they trusted Xavier Worthy to be out there for almost 70% of the snaps tells me something. Because every year we're always trying to guess, how confident are they in the player that they currently have, right? How confident are they to put that player out there and trust that he can do the job and do it well and all of these other things, and can be trusted to actually handle that responsibility? Well, I mean, I'd have to go back through it, but I could tell you right now, I don't know that there was a single game before week like 10 last year that Rashee Rice got 70% of the snaps. And this is even without Hollywood Brown, he had more competition, or the same competition, than the one we just previously mentioned. So I'm guessing they already trust Xavier Worthy more than they did Rashee Rice going into his rookie year. And think about how much they rely on Rashee Rice now. I'm looking at it now. Let's see. He did not play. So
Xavier Worthy different spot on the field, but I hear you.
Xavier Worthy did not play, or Rashee Rice did not play 68% of the snaps until week 9. He played 31 his first game last year. 18, 51, 46, 30. And remember, they didn't have wide receivers. They didn't have wide receivers they trusted. They were just stuck in no man's land. And he did not play 68%, at least that number, until week 9. I mean, now, after that, he played pretty much that percentage or more the rest of the year.
Well, and I know that Hollywood being out impacts that, but
no question.
But I think, you know, going in, this is what I was asking for. This is what we were saying is when him being on the field, not necessarily getting the targets, but him being on the field that as much of a, he needs to be on the field because of what he showed you last night, is that whenever he has the ball in his hands, he can take it. He can take it to the house because he's that electrifying. I think that's the thing, that being able to see it in a regular season game in the moment, and, you know, not just in practice or in the preseason, being able to see it in real time, it just shows you, man, he is fast.
Yeah, it's confirmation of what we've always heard, what we did see, as you said, at camp, and obviously the combine time and all that, but to see it in game action, and not just against any team, against a really good Ravens team. I understand they didn't play their best, neither the Chiefs, but that's a Ravens team that's possibly going to win their division, still going to be one of the top teams in the AFC. That didn't change after last night, and for them to have that kind of success. Remember, that was the reverse in particular. That was part of, you know, the first 15 scripted plays too. So that was something I mean, as Worthy said, they went, that was a walk. They did that in walkthroughs. Like they had that schemed up the entire week. So they were ready. They were ready. They thought that was obviously an opportunity for them. And with that speed.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.